Oh, the car from Carvana's here. Well, will you look at that? It's exactly what I ordered. Like, precisely. It would be crazy if there were any catches. But there aren't, right?
Right. Because that's how car buying should be. With Carvana, you get the car you want. Choose delivery or pickup and a week to love it or return it.
Buy your car today with
Carvana.
Delivery or pickup fees may apply. Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at Carvana.com.
All right, y'all. Peace and blessings. God bless you all. I'm Jarvis Kingston, and I hope that y'all doing all right, staying strong and solid in these times that we're in. I pray that you have repented and that you are baptized. I pray that you are safe, protected, and prayed up. And I just pray that whatever situation that you're going through, that the Lord is with you, that he guides you, protects you, he looks out for you, he comforts you. I pray that your mental health gets better and that you become more strong and wise in the Lord. I pray that you keep fighting a good fight of faith. You keep running your race. You keep your eyes fixed on the Messiah. You keep your eyes fixed on the prize. You stay on that narrow path, and you help out plenty of people along your journey forevermore. Amen. Always remember that the Lord will never leave you nor forsake you, and that the Messiah intercedes for you. All right. So let us always be grateful, thankful, and appreciative. Take it one day at a time. And always stay thankful through it all, y'all. Most definitely, y'all. Let us thank the Lord for another day. Let us thank the Lord for waking us up and giving us another chance to seek his face. Let us thank the Lord for food in our belly, clothes in our back, and a roof over our head. And let's just thank the Lord for protecting us coming in and going out, getting us through the morning, getting us through the evening, getting us through the night, just carrying us along the way in every part of our journey, just constantly guiding us and protecting us. Just thank the Lord for his mercy, his grace, his favor, his word, his only begotten son died for our sins, his outstretched arm, the mighty hand of God, the finger of God. Just think of so much things that he has done for us and continues to keep doing for us, amen, because his mercy endures forever. So let's always take it one day at a time from here on out, all right? Yes, yes, y'all. Welcome, everyone. I appreciate all of you for listening and supporting. It means a lot to me. I love you all. Praying for you all. Brothers and sisters of the faith, let's always encourage each other in the Lord and always comfort each other in Christ. Let's always pray for one another, always have that peace, harmony, unity, and love forevermore. Much love to the 12 tribes of Israel that scattered all four corners of the earth, all ends of the earth. Much love to the church. Much love to the martyrs and soon-to-be martyrs, the brave, courageous ones out for the faith. And much love to all engrafted Gentiles of all nations, tribes, languages, tongues all over the world. Most definitely, y'all. Welcome, everyone. All peoples, all nations, all tribes, all languages, all tongues, all kindreds, all races, all faces, all four corners of the earth. Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. All the animals, all the creatures, all the beasts, all the fishes in the sea, all the birds in the air, the trees, the plants, the mountains. Let all of God's creation praise him. Amen. Hallelujah, y'all. Let us gather together and praise the Lord, sing a new song, clap our hands, stomp our feet, praise him. Whether you are an Israelite or a Gentile, it is all right. Whether you are chosen or adopted and grafted in, it is all right. Let's just always rejoice, always. Let us worship his spirit of truth. Let us serve him with gladness and joy forevermore, y'all. Most definitely play an instrument, dance, sing, rejoice. Just do what you got to do in the midst of your situation, amen. You got to praise him, y'all. Got to praise him. Never let no one take away your joy in the Lord, okay? That is your strength, all right? The joy of the Lord is your strength, amen? Yes, yes, y'all. Let us love the Lord our God, Father of our mind, heart, soul, strength, and might. Let us love our neighbors as we love ourselves. And let us keep doing Father's business and Father's will for the rest of our lives until his son comes back, amen? He is coming back like a thief in the night. He has come back at an hour nobody knows but the Father. And he has come back for a people who are spotless, blameless, ready to go. So let us keep our lamps. Let us keep our oils. Let us stay faithful all the way to the end. Let's keep enduring, most definitely, y'all. Let's be washed up by the water through the word, washed up by the water by the word, all right? So let's always keep doing the Great Commission, keep doing Father's will, Father's business, keep spreading the gospel, and just keep doing the word, amen? Keep being doers of it, and just keep on being a good example and share it and pass it on to other people, amen? So let's get as much converts as possible, make as many disciples as we can, amen? Yes, yes, y'all. Let the Lord keep revealing to himself more often in dreams, visions, and encounters. Let us get closer to God. Let's know him more better. Let's seek his face. Draw near to God, and he will draw near to you. Let us obey the gospel. Let us obey the law, statute, commandments. Let us obey all of God's word. Anything the Most High has told you or confirmed to you personally regarding your situation, your gift, your talents, your future, your situation, honor that, handle that, and respect that as well, all right? Always stay steadfast and obedient in every phase of your life, all right? Yes, yes, y'all. Let us always be upright on this narrow path forevermore in these times that we're in, okay, people? Most definitely. All right, so now today's message, we're going to go through this commentary in the book of 2 Samuel chapter 24, verses 1 through 17. So we'll go through this Bible reading, then we'll go through the recommended reading scriptures, then we'll go through the actual commentary, and then from there we will close out with a prayer, we will close out with a priestly blessing, and we will close out giving all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise His only begotten Son who died for our sins. Amen. Hallelujah. So this commentary, this was when the Lord was angry at David for not trusting in Him, when he got tricked and misled into listening to the Satan for counting his army, what have you, instead of trusting in the Lord. So we're going to go through this commentary, okay? So today's Bible reading, the book of 2 Samuel, chapter 24, verses 1 through 17. So here we go. David counts the fighting men. Again, the anger of the Lord burned against Israel, and he incited David against them, saying, "Go and take a census of Israel and Judah." So the king said to Joab and the army commanders with him, "Go throughout the tribes of Israel from Dan to Beersheba and enroll the fighting men so that I may know how many there are." But Joab replied to the king, "May the Lord your God multiply the troops 100 times over, and may the eyes of my lord the king see it. May the king see it. But why does my lord the king want to do such a thing?" The king's word, however, overruled Joab and the army commanders, so they left the presence of the king to enroll the fighting men of Israel. After crossing the Jordan, they camped near Aroer, south of the town in the Gorge, and then went through Gad and on to Jazer. They went to Gilead and the region of Tatim, Hadshai, and on to Dan, Jaan, and around Sidon, toward Sidon. Then they went toward the fortress of Tyre and all the towns of the Hivites and Canaanites. Finally, they went on to Beersheba in the Negev of Judah. After they had gone through the entire land, they came back to Jerusalem at the end of 9 months and 20 days. Joab reported the number of the fighting men to the king. In Israel, there were 800,000 able-bodied men who could handle a sword, and in Judah, 500,000. David was conscience-stricken after he had counted the fighting men, and he said to the Lord, "I have sinned greatly in what I have done. Now, O Lord, I beg you, take away the guilt of your servant. I have done a very foolish thing." Before David got up the next morning, the word of the Lord had come to Gad the prophet, David's seer. "Go and tell David this is what the Lord says. I am giving you three options. Choose one of them for me to carry out against you." So Gad went to David and said to him, "Shall there come upon you 3 years of famine in your land, or 3 months of fleeing from your enemies while they pursue you, or 3 days of plague in your land? Now then think it over and decide how I should answer the one who sent me." David said to Gad, "I am in deep distress. Let us fall into the hands of the Lord, for his mercy is great, but do not let me fall into the hands of men." So the Lord sent a plague on Israel from that morning until the end of the time designated, and 70,000 of the people from Dan to Beersheba died. When the angel stretched out his hand to destroy Jerusalem, the Lord was grieved because of the calamity and said to the angel who was afflicting the people, "Enough, withdraw your hand." The angel of the Lord was then at the threshing floor of Arunah, the Jebusite. When David saw the angel who was striking down the people, he said to the Lord, "I am the one who has sinned and done wrong. These are but sheep. What have they done? Let your hand fall upon me and my family." All right, so that is 2 Samuel chapter 24, verses 1 through 17 reading. All right, so we see God's anger and wrath just through that situation. That's how angry he gets when we disobey. You know, when we don't listen to him, we don't obey him, we don't trust in him. His anger and wrath is there. But we know that he is slow to anger, and he's a merciful God, and he's very gracious as well. So there's a lot of things throughout our lifetime, me, you, many of us have done that really angered the Lord. But his grace and mercy definitely supersedes that. Love covers all sins. So when we really repent, turn from our ways, and have accountability and own up to what have you and cry to the Lord about it, then we're able to move forward through that. Okay, so we have to be more better with our choices and how we handle matters and situations. Okay, so that was today's Bible reading within the commentary. Now we will go into the recommended reading. Let us go to 1 Chronicles chapter 21, verses 1 through 17. Okay, David numbers the fighting men. Satan rose up against Israel and incited David to take a census of Israel. So David said to Joab and the commanders of the troops, "Go and count the Israelites from Beersheba to Dan. Then report back to me so that I may know how many there are." But Joab replied, "May the Lord multiply his troops 100 times over. My lord the king, are they not all the Lord's subjects? Why does my lord want to do this? Why should he bring guilt on Israel?" The king's word, however, overruled Joab, so Joab left and went throughout Israel and then came back to Jerusalem. Joab reported the number of the fighting men to David. In all Israel, there were 1,100,000 men who could handle a sword, including 470,000 in Judah. But Joab did not include Levi and Benjamin in the number because the king's command was repulsive to him. This command was also evil in the sight of God, so he punished Israel. Then David said to God, I have sinned greatly by doing this. Now I beg you, take away the guilt of your servant. I have done a very foolish thing. The Lord said to Gad, David's seer, go and tell David this is what the Lord says. I am giving you three options. Choose one of them for me to carry out against you. So Gad went to David and said to him, this is what the Lord says. Take your choice. 3 years of famine, 3 months of being swept away before your enemies with their swords overtaking you, or 3 days of the sword of the Lord. Days of plague in the land with the angel of the Lord ravaging every part of Israel. Now then decide how I should answer the one who sent me. David said to Gad, I am in deep distress. Let me fall into the hands of the Lord, for his mercy is very great, but do not let me fall into the hands of men. So the Lord sent a plague on Israel, and 70,000 men of Israel fell dead. And God sent an angel to destroy Jerusalem. But as the angel was doing so, the Lord saw it and was grieved because of the calamity and said to the angel who was destroying the people, enough, withdraw your hand. The angel of the Lord was then standing at the threshing floor of Araunah, the Jebusite. David looked up and saw the angel of the Lord standing between heaven and earth with a drawn sword in his hand extended over Jerusalem. Then David and the elders, clothed in sackcloth, fell face down. David said to God, was it not I who ordered the fighting men to be counted? I am the one who has sinned and done wrong. These are but sheep. What have they done? O Lord my God, let your hand fall upon me and my family, but do not let this plague remain on your people. Then the angel of the Lord ordered Gad to tell David to go up and build an altar to the Lord on the threshing floor of Araunah, the Jebusite. So David went up in obedience to the word that Gad had spoken in the name of the Lord. While Araunah was threshing wheat, he turned and saw the angel. His four sons who were with him hid themselves. Then David approached, and when Araunah looked and saw him, he left the threshing floor and bowed down before David with his face to the ground. All right, so that's 1 Chronicles chapter 21, actually, verses 1 through 17. I read a little past that, okay? So now let us go to the book of Proverbs, chapter 3, verses 5 through 8. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight. Do not be wise in your own eyes. Fear the Lord and shun evil. This will bring health to your body and nourishment to your bones. Amen. We all love Proverbs 3 reading. Amen. So now let us go to 2 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 5 through 8. Examine yourselves to see whether you are in the faith. Test yourselves. Do you not realize that Christ Jesus is in you? Unless, of course, you fail the test. And I trust that you will discover that we have not failed the test. Now we pray to God that you will not do anything wrong. Not that people will see that we have stood the test, but that you will do what is right, even though we may seem to have failed. For we cannot do anything against the truth, but only for the truth. Amen. All right, so that is today's Bible reading and recommended reading scriptures, okay? Now let us get to the actual commentary. The title of this commentary is Pick Your Life Preserver. 7 minutes ago, he was bound hand and foot, tossed into the water, now dangerously close to drowning. One thought runs through his mind. 3 more minutes. No, he isn't the victim of a crime. He's a man who believes he has what it takes to join the Navy SEALs, an elite force of commandos trained to do the impossible in the sea, in the air, and on the land. On the basis of that belief, he's undergoing this test. Under the watchful eye of his commanding officers, he's tied up and swimming in a pool used to simulate hostile territory. If he can stay afloat for 10 minutes, he'll be on his way to becoming a SEAL. When a man who wants to be a Navy SEAL subjects himself to the required training and test, he reveals a lot about his faith in his own physical and mental abilities. King David's actions in taking military census gave us a glimpse into where he was beginning to place his faith. Scholars disagree about who was responsible for prompting David to count his fighting men, whether was this a test from God or a scheme of Satan. However, few doubt that this act shifted God's confidence away from God and onto the strength of his own military forces. The consequences for this shift in David's belief system were devastating. The Lord sent a plague on Israel, and 70,000 people died over a 3-day period. What do your actions say about what you believe? Interestingly, after thousands of years, your choice most likely isn't much different from David's. Do you rely on your own strength, or will you place your confidence in God? Amen. Things to take away from the commentary. Why does it seem easier to trust in our own abilities than to trust in God? How do your daily actions demonstrate your beliefs about yourself and about God? What can you do this week to prepare for the inevitable test of faith that come into your life? Amen. Quote unquote, in other words, as puppets are to men and dolls to children, so is man's workmanship to God's. Quote, William Penn. All right, so that is it, y'all. That's the commentary, okay? Whom will you serve, y'all? Let us serve the Lord, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the Lord of hosts, y'all. Let's stick to him forevermore. Let us not lean to the right or to the left. Let us not be swayed or influenced by other influences, all right? We got to be firm in our faith forevermore, okay? So let's be strong, rock solid about that, amen? And I want to just read one more, a few scriptures more before I close out this commentary, because I forgot to include this when I was doing the Samson commentary last commentary episode. So I want to go to the book of Hebrews chapter 13, Hebrews chapter 11, verse 32-34. And this is regarding the heroes of faith. I love Hebrews chapter 11 reading, by the way. I love all of God's word, but like Hebrews 11, the whole 11 of Hebrews is really excellent, amazing read, okay? So Hebrews chapter 11, verses 32-34. And what more shall I say? I do not have time to tell about Gideon, Barak, Samson, Jephthah, David, Samuel, and the prophets, who through faith conquered kingdoms, administered justice, and gained what was promised, who shut the mouths of lions, quenched the fury of the flames, and escaped the edge of the sword, whose weakness was turned to strength, and who became powerful in battle and routed foreign armies. Women received back their dead, raised to life again. Others were tortured and refused to be released so that they might gain a better resurrection. Some faced jeers and flogging, while others chained and put into prison. They were stoned. They were sawed in two. They were put to death by the sword. They went about in sheepskin and goatskin, destitute, persecuted, and mistreated. The world was not worthy of them. They wandered in deserts and mountains and in caves and in holes in the ground. These were all commended for their faith, yet none of them received what had been promised. God had planned something better for us, so that only together with us would they be made perfect. Amen. So that's Hebrews chapter 11, verses 32 all the way through 39. I know it said 34, but I want to read all the way to 39. I just love Hebrews chapter 11, especially that ending part. It just shows what the true fathers of the Most High in the past has went through and what we are going to go through. All right. So God be strong and endure, people. Do so much excellent, great things through faith. By faith, we will accomplish all these things. The just shall live by faith. Amen. So let's be on point. Have mustard seed faith forevermore, people. All right. So there you have it. What I'd love to do as I close out is give all the praise, honor, and glory to the Most High God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and praise his only begotten Son who died for our sins. Amen. Hallelujah, y'all. So here we go. All glory to the Lord of hosts, y'all, the true creator, the almighty living God. Praise him forevermore, y'all. He's the God of Shem, the God of Abraham, the God of Isaac, the God of Jacob, the God of Israel. Praise the Most High, y'all. His son died for our sins. His blood cleaned up our mess. Amen. Praise the Messiah, man. Praise the Lord. Praise the Messiah too, man. Praise the Lord, y'all. Yes, his son is the last Adam, the second Adam. Praise the Most High, the advocate, the almighty true living God, the Alpha and Omega. Amen. The apostle of our profession, the arm of the Lord, the atoning sacrifice for our sins, the author and finisher of our faith, the author and perfecter of our faith, the author of life, the author of salvation, the beginning and the end, the beginning of creation of God, the beloved Son, the blessed and only potentate, the blessed and only ruler, the branch, the bread of God, the bread of life, the bridegroom, the capstone, the captain of salvation, the chief cornerstone, the chief shepherd, Christ, the Christ of God, the consolation of Israel, the cornerstone, the counselor, Wonderful Counselor, the Creator, the Dayspring, the Deliverer, the Desire of the Nations, the Door, the Elect of God, Emmanuel. God is with us, the Eternal Life, the Everlasting Father, the Faith and True Witness, Faithful and True, the Faithful Witness, the First and the Last, the First Begotten, the Firstborn from the Dead, Firstborn over all creation, the Forerunner, the Gate, the Glory of the Lord, God, the Good Shepherd, the Great High Priest, the Great Shepherd, the Head of the Church, the Heir of all things, the High Priest, Holy and True, the Holy One, the Hope of Glory, the Horn of Salvation, the I Am that I Am, the I Am who I Am, the Great I Am, the Image of God, Jehovah, Jehovah, Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Shalom, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus, the Judge of Israel, the Judge, King Eternal. He is the King of Israel. Amen. He is the King of Kings. Hallelujah. He is the King of Kings and Lord of Lords. Hosanna, Hosanna, of the highest praise. King of Saints, King of the Ages, King of the Jews, the King, the Lamb, Lamb of God, the Lamb without blemish. The last Adam, the lawgiver, the leader and commander, the life of the world, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the living one, the living stone, the Lord our righteousness. The Lord is my rock, the Lord is my portion, the Lord is my strength, the Lord is my salvation, the Lord is my redeemer, the Lord is my branch, the Lord is my healer. He is sustainer, he is sufficient one. The Lord our God is our true provider, there's no other like him. Most definitely, y'all, the Lord is one, y'all. Praise him forevermore, y'all. The Lord is my high tower, he is my refuge, the Lord is my good fortress. Yes, he is my shield, my buckler. Praise the Most High, y'all. Yahweh, Yahuwah, Yahweh Shai, Yahweh ben Yahweh, Yahai Yeshai, Yeshua HaMashiach, Barakathah, Shalom, Shalom, Yeshua Elohim, Yehosha, Yehusha, Yehosha, Ahai Yeshayah. Most definitely, y'all. Praise him. Adonai Elohim. He is the consuming fire. He is the father of lights, the father of the fatherless, the father of widows, the father of mercies. He is the God of heaven and earth. His son sits at the right hand of him. The government rests on his shoulders. He is the great physician, can heal all things. He is the carpenter, can fix all things. With God, all things are possible. Nothing is too hard for the Lord. God made everything in 6 days and rested on the seventh day. He could fix your situation right now in the name of Jesus. We touch and agree, y'all. Call on him and he'll show you great, mighty things, y'all. Search him and seek him and search him with all your heart. He is a rewarder to those who seek him diligently, y'all. Gotta believe in him. Gotta trust in him. Gotta have faith in him. It is impossible to please him without faith, y'all. Gotta have that must-see faith, y'all. That faith, obedience, the alignment, righteousness, all that matters, y'all. Gotta trust in him. Gotta call on him, people. Miracles, signs, and wonders, all those excellent things the Lord has in store for you. He has no problem giving it to you. The Most High is an abundant giver, y'all. Yes, we are in agreement with the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. We know that his outstretched arm will do it. The mighty hand of God will do it. The finger of God will do it in our lives forevermore. We know we are nothing without him. So we need all of him. We need all of his strength. We need everything, the grace, mercy, all of his favor. We need everything from the Lord from here on out. Amen. Praise on him, y'all. Praise him. Call on him, baby. Call on him. He'll show you great, mighty things, y'all. Call on the Lord, y'all. The Lord of all, the Lord of glory, the Lord of lords, the man from heaven, the man of sorrows, miracles, signs, and wonders, the mediator of the new covenant, the mediator, the messenger of the covenant, the messenger of the covenant, the Messiah, the mighty God, the mighty one, the morning star, the Nazarene, the offspring of David, the only begotten Son of God, our great God and Savior, our holiness, our spiritual husband, our Passover, our protection, our redemption, our righteousness, our sacrificed Passover lamb, the power of God, the precious cornerstone, the Prince of Kings, the Prince of Life, the Prince of Peace, the Prophet, the Redeemer, the Resurrection and Life, the Resurrection, the Resurrector, the Life, the Revelation, the Revelator, the Righteous Branch, the Righteous One, the Radiant One, the Perfect Example, the Rock, the Root of David, the Rose of Sharon, the Ruler of God's Creation, the Ruler of the Kings of the Earth, the Savior, the Seed of Woman, the Shepherd and Bishop of Souls, the Shiloh, the Son of Abraham, the Son of David, the Son of God, the Son of Man, Son of the Blessed, Son of the Most High God, the Source of Eternal Salvation for all who obey him, the Son of Righteousness, the Just One, the One Mediator, the stone the builders rejected, the true bread, the true God, the true light, the true vine. Yes, he is the truth. Amen. He is the way. Hallelujah. He is the way, truth, and life. Praise him. The wisdom of God, the witness, the wonderful counselor, the word of God, the word of life, the word of Yahuwah, the word of Elohim. We definitely agree that his word is a double-edged sword, as the book of Hebrews says. We know that his word is purifying silver, just as David said. And we know that every word of God is pure, as the book of Proverbs says. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We are in agreement with the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Most definitely, y'all. Never lose sight of how amazing he is, people. Always stay in that word. Always remember how excellent the Messiah is. You always have to remind yourself of who he is, y'all. Always, y'all. In these times that we're going to need him more than ever. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord Jesus Christ, the Lord of all, the abiding Son, the abolisher of the enemy, the abundant grace, the abundant life, the ancient of days, Adonai, advocate, Aleph and Tau, Alpha and Omega, altogether lovely. Amen. The Ancient of Days. He is the Ancient of Days, the Anchor of Souls, the Angel of God, Angel of His Presence, Angel of Jacob, Angel of the Lord, Anointed King, Anointed One, Anointed of the Holy Spirit, Anointed Preacher, Anointed Witness, Anointed of My Head, Another King, Another Priest, Anthem of a New Song, Apple Tree, Appointed Heir, Appointed Judge, Appointed of God, Appointed Sacrifice, Appointer of Seasons, Approved of God, Ark of Strength, Arm of His Strength, Arm of Redemption, Arm of the Lord, Armor of God, Assurance of Our Hearts, a stonied one, author and finisher of our faith, author of eternal salvation, arrow of conviction, author of peace with God, author of the book of life, a veiling shield and buckler, baby of Bethlehem, baby and child of promise, balm of Gilead, banner of Israel, banner of love, baptizer, bearer of the seven stars, beautiful and glorious branch, Beauty of holiness, beauty of the Lord, beginning and ending, beginning of wisdom, beloved white and ruddy one, beloved of the Father, beloved Son, better than angels, blessed and glorious Lamb, blessed and only potent, blessed and glorious name, blessed Lamb of glory, blessed one, blessed rock, blessed of the children, branch, branch of righteousness, bread, bread of heaven, bread of God, bread of life, breastplate of our righteousness, bridegroom, bridegroom Lamb, bright light of glory, brightness of his glory, brightness of the Lord, brightness of thy rising, bringer of good things, brother of James, buckler to the upright, buckler to all, builder and maker, builder of the church, bruised and afflicted of God, bruiser of Satan, captain of salvation, captain of the Lord's host, carpenter, carpenter Jesus, carpenter son, chief cornerstone, chief shepherd, chiefest among 10,000, child Jesus, child of the Holy Spirit, chosen of God, chosen stone of God, Christ Jesus the Lord, Christ of God, Christ our life, Christ our peace, Christ the crucified, Christ the King of Israel, Christ the Lord, Christ the Rock, Christ the Son of David, Christ the Son of God, Christ the Son of the Blessed, Christ the First Fruits, Cloud of the Lord, Cluster of the Campfire, Comfort of the Mourners, Comforter of Zion, the Compassionate Shepherd, Consuming Fire, Confidence, Conquering Lamb, Consecrated Son, Consolation of Israel, Complete Controller of All, Completer of the Saints, Contradiction of Sinners, Counsel of the Most High, Covenant of the People, Covenant of Promise, Convert from the Storm, Creator of Israel, Creator of the New Heavens and Earth, Creator of Principalities and Powers, Creator of the earth, Creator of the heavens, Creator of visible and invisible things, Creator of the winds, Crown of glory, Crown of pure gold, Darling, Days Man, Day Spring from on high, Day Star, Defense, Deliverer, Deliverer to Zion, Deliverer of my soul, Designer of the universe, Desire of all nations, Desire of our soul, Desire of the bride, Desire of the prophets and kings, Desire of the righteous, Desire of women, Despised and rejected one, Despised of the people, Dew of youth, Dew unto Israel, Diadem of beauty, disallowed stone, door of faith, door of the sheep, dweller of the heavenlies, El Shaddai, enlarger of God, elect of the Lord, Elohim, enlarger of my heart, enlightener of my darkness, ensign for the nations, ensign for the people, ensign of the people, enthroned priest, equal of God, establisher of the ends of the earth. Establisher of the ends of the earth, eternal Christ, eternal life, eternal word, Eucharist of our faith, everlasting God, everlasting King, everlasting name, everlasting priest, ever living intercessor, ever living one, ever merciful one, exalted and extolled servant, exalted God of salvation, exalted Lamb, exalted name, exceeding joy our God, our sure reward, excellency of God, excellent, excellent and comely one, executor of judgment, executor of righteousness, expectation of David, express image, eye of the Lord, face of God, face of the Lord, fairer than children of man, faithful, faithful ambassador, faithful creator, faithful Lord, faithful and just forgiver. Faithful witness, faithfulness, father of the fatherless, fellow, first and last, first begotten from the dead, fire of Zion, firstborn among many brethren, firstborn from the dead, firstborn of every creature, firstborn son, first fruits of them that slept, first love, full amazing excellence of God, foreordained eternally, forerunner, former of all things, former of Jacob and Israel, former of the light, fountain of Jacob, fountain of the house of David, framer of the worlds, free gift, friend, friend forever, friend of Abraham, friend of publicans and sinners, friend of the earth, fruit of the womb, fullness of the Father, fullness of the Godhead, gardener of earth, gatherer of the winds, Gentiles trust, gift of God, giver of secrets and treasures of earth, giver of the good spirit, gladness of the nations, glorious arm, glorious honor of thy majesty, glorious Lord, glorious voice with us, glory of God's majesty, glory of Israel, glory of the Gentiles, God blessed forever, God manifest in flesh, God of David, God of great kindness, God of pardon and new life, God of righteousness and wrath, God of Jeshurun, God our Savior, God with us, God is with us, good and upright, good Lord, good shepherd, good teacher, good man of the house, governor, governor of many nations, gracious God, gracious Lord, gracious and full of compassion, great counselor, great door, great God, great high priest, great King, great Lord, great one, great priest, great peace, great prophet, great Savior, great shepherd, great and excellent, wonderful, amazing God, greater than Abraham, greater than Isaac, greater than Jacob, greater than Jonah, greater than David, greater than Noah, greater than Solomon, greater than our hearts, greater and more perfect tabernacle, greatness of excellency, greatness of might, greatness of strength, greatness of thy power, greatness of Zion, green tree, guarantor of our security, guarantor of the new covenant, guarantor of the tree of life, guide for us, hand of the Lord, hanged redeemer, harmless, hated one, hater of iniquity, head above all, head of all principalities and powers, head of every man, head of the body, head of the corner, head of the church, head over all, head over things, healer, healer of broken hearts, healer of souls, healer of wounds, health of my countenance, hearer of prayer, help of his countenance, helper of the helpless, heir of all things, hidden God, hidden manna, high above all, high and lofty one, high God, high Lord, high priest of good things, high priest of our profession, high priest over house of God, high right hand, high tower of mine, higher than heavens, higher than kings, highest one, his brightness, his dear son, his excellent greatness, his holiness, his holy arm, his loving kindness, his mighty hand, his right hand, his son Jesus Christ, his son our Lord, holier than thou, holy and true, holy child Jesus, holy Lord God, holy name, holy one and just, holy one of God, holy one of Israel, holy one of Jacob, holy one of Mount Paran, holy thing, honorable Lamb of glory, honored son, hope in the day of evil, hope of David, hope of eternal life, hope of glory, hope of his people Israel, hope of Israel, hope of righteousness, hope of the promise, hope and joy of Abraham, hope and joy of Simeon, horn of David, horn of salvation, horn of the house of David, horn of the house of Israel, horn of my salvation, Hosanna of the highest praise, house of defense, humbler of the high-minded, husband of Israel, husband of the bride, the I am that I am, the I am who I am. The great I am, the image of God, image of the believers, image of the Father, image of the invisible God, Emmanuel, God is with us, immortal, incarnate God, infinite one, inheritor of all nations, inheritor of my mountains, intercessor of sinners, jasper and sardine stone, jealous God, God of Job, God of Noah, Job, and Daniel, Jesus, Jesus Christ our Lord, Jesus Christ our Savior, Jesus Christ the righteous, Jesus of Galilee, Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus the crucified, Jesus the grace and truth, Jesus the King of the Jews, Jew, judge, judge among nations, judge of all the earth, judge of Israel, judge of quick and dead, judge of the fatherless, judge of widows, justified of the spirit, justifier of the circumcision, justifier of the seed of Israel, just God, just Lord, just man, just one, just Savior, keeper of Israel, keeper of the covenant and mercy, keeper of the keys of hell and death, kindler of Tophet, King beautiful, King eternal, King forever, King of all the earth, King of glory, King of heaven, King of Israel, King of Jacob, King of kings and Lord of lords, King of nations, King of peace, King of righteousness, King of saints, King of the Jews, King of truth, King of Zion, kinsman nearer than I, kinsman redeemer, Kodashim, Holy One, Korban, sacrifices, Lamb, Lamb of God, Lamb of Mount Zion, Lamb of the 144,000 sealed Israelites of the 12 tribes of Israel, Lamb of salvation, Lamb of the great multitude, Lamb of the 12 apostles, Lamb slain from the foundation, Lamb to the slaughter, Lamb without spot and blemish, Lamp, Lamp of the feet, last Adam, leader and commander, life, life of man, lifted and exalted son, lifted up suffering symbol, lifted of my head, light and truth, light everlasting, light in darkness, light of heaven, light of Israel, light of life, light of men, light of the city, light of the Gentiles, light of a glorious gospel, light of the glory of God, light of the path, light of the world, light of thy countenance, lily among thorns, lily of the valley, lion of the tribe of Judah, lion of Zion, living bread, living redeemer, living savior, living stone, long-suffering God, Lord in Christ, Lord and God, Lord and Shepherd, Lord from heaven, Lord God of the holy prophets, Lord God of Mount Sinai, Lord Jesus Christ, Lord Jesus Christ, Lord of glory, Lord Messiah, Lord Most High, Lord Yahuwah, everlasting strength, Lord of a new covenant, Lord of all, Lord of David, Lord of glory, Lord of heaven and earth, Lord of hosts, Lord of kings, Lord of lords, Lord of peace, Lord of heaven's riches, Lord of the harvest, Lord of the Sabbath, Lord of the scriptures, Lord of the second advent, Lord of the whole earth, Lord our hope, Lord our judge, Lord our king, Lord our maker, Lord our righteousness, Lord our shield, Lord over all, Lord the God of hosts, Lord the judge, Lord thy creator, Lord thy redeemer, Lord thy savior, love of righteousness, magnified Lord, magnified name, majesty, maker of all things, maker of Israel, maker of morning darkness, maker of one new man, maker of peace, maker of the new way, maker of the path and the sea, man Christ Jesus, man of God, man of sorrows, man of thy right hand, man of war, man of from heaven, marred one, Master in heaven, master of the house, master of the sea, mediator of a better covenant, mediator of the new covenant, mediator of the new testament, mediator between God and man, meek and lowly Jesus, merciful and faithful high priest, merciful God, messenger of the covenant, Messiah, Messiah the prince, mightier than the mighty waves, mightier than the noise of any waters, mighty and strong one, mighty arm, mighty God, mighty hand of God, Mighty Man, Mighty One of Israel, Mighty One of Jacob, Mighty Power, Mighty Savior, Mighty Strength, Mighty Wisdom, Mind of the Lord, Mind Anointed, Mind Elect, Mind Holy One, Minister of the Circumcision, Minister of the Sanctuary, Minister of the True Tabernacle, Most Holy, Most Mighty, Most Upright, Mystery of Godliness, Narrow Gate, Nazarene, Near Lord, Obedient Son, Offspring of David, Ointment Poured, The Only One, The True One, the Lord is One, The One and Only Sacrifice, The One Lord, One Shepherd, Only Rock, Ordained Lamp of the Anointed, Ordained of the Father, Ordainer of the Preachers, Our King, Our Lord, Our Passover, Our Peace, Our Sabbath, Our Sin Offering, Overcomer Lamb, Overcomer of the Overcomers, Overcomer of the Principalities, Overcomer of the World, Overseer of the Congregation, Pattern of the Believers, Peacemaker, Perfect Peace, Physician, Great Physician, Excellent Physician, Pierced Messiah, Pierced One, Pillar of Fire, Plant of Renown, Pleased of the Father, Polished Shaft, Portion of Jacob, Portion in the Land of Living, Portion of Mine Inheritance, Possessor of Heaven and Earth, Potentate, Potter, Power of God, Powerful and Rich Lamb, Praise of the Children, Praise of the Saints, Preacher of Good Things, Preacher of Righteousness, Precious Lamb, Precious Lord, Precious Stone, Preeminent One, Preparer of Heavenly Places, Preserver of Men, Preserver of Saints, Preserver of the Word, Preserver of the Faithful, Preserver of His Creation, Priest, Priest forever of Melchizedek, Prince of Life, Prince of Princes, Prince of the Kings of the Earth, Prophet of His Brethren, Prophet from Nazareth of Galilee, Prophet Mighty Deed and Truth, Propitiation for Sins, Propitiation of Our Faith, Proverb to His People, Pure One, Quickening Love, Quickening Spirit, Quickening Word, Rabbi, Rabboni, Ransom for All, Recompenser, Reconciler of Enemies, Reconciler of Things, Earthly and Heavenly Things, Redeemer and Forgiver, Redeemer of Abraham, Redeemer of Israel, Redeemer of Souls, Redeemer of the First Testament, Redeemer of Zion, Redeemer the Holy One, Redeemer the Lamb, Redeemer the Lord of Hosts, Redemption, Refiner and Purifier, Refuge for the oppressed, refuge for us, refuge from the storm, refuge in day of affliction, refuge in trouble, reigning lamb, reproach of men, rest for our souls, restorer of Zion, rejected stone of builders, resurrection and judge, resurrection and the life, revealer of secrets, revealer of counsels of the heart, revealer of the hidden mystery, revealer of the hidden things, reverend, rewarder of servants and prophets, righteous, righteous and very faithful testimony, right hand of David, right hand of my righteousness, righteous branch, righteous God, righteous judge, righteous man, righteous one, righteous rock, righteous servant, risen light, risen Lord, river of waters, rock higher than I, rock of Israel, rock of my refuge, rock of my salvation, rock of offense, rock of the church, rock of the wilderness, rock and fortress, rock our God, rock the Lord, rod and branch. Rod of His mouth, rod of my anger, rod of my strength, rod of thine inheritance, root of David, rose of Sharon, ruler of Israel, ruler of the 24 elders, salvation of all nations, salvation of God, salvation of the daughters of Zion, Samaritan, help the Samaritan woman, same Lord over all, same stone of prophecy, same yesterday, today, forever, same word of eternity, sanctified and sent one, saving health, saving strength of His anointed, Savior, Savior Jesus, Savior of all, Savior of the body, Savior of the lost, Savior of the world, Scepter out of Israel, scorned one, searcher of hearts, second man, secret of thy presence, seed of Abraham promise, seed of Adam humanity, seed of David kingship, seed of God deity, seed of Jacob nationality, seed of Judah tribe, seed of Shem race, seed of woman prophecy. Amen. We touch and agree. In the authority and the power and name of Jesus Christ, you are healed, renewed, restored, redeemed, forgiven, embraced, loved. New mind, new heart, new soul, new hands to prosper, new footsteps, new path, new journey, new dreams, new visions, new encounters with the Lord, new miracles, signs, wonders, new results, new good news, renewed heart, new attitude, new mindset, new habits, new routines, new scenery, new moving. New encounters with the Most High, new communication, new insight, new wisdom, new knowledge, new understanding, new everything in your life. Become a new creature in Christ. Be born again of spirit and water. Repent and get baptized, touch your life over for the Most High. People, spread the gospel, do the Great Commission, do Father's will, do Father's business, store up treasures in heaven. Prayers up for those to get their name on the Lamb's Book of Life. Prayers for those to have their names written in heaven. Prayers for those to sit at the table, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Prayers for those to have eternal life in 100-fold. Prayers are for those to have the tree of life. Prayer for those who have to have everlasting joy. Prayers for those to have many mansions that the Messiah, the Father, has for us. Store up for us. Hallelujah. Store up your treasures in heaven, people. The crown of life, the heavenly crowns. Prayers up for everybody. The crown of life, the crown of rejoicing. Prayers up for those to obtain those things and work hard to reward those things. Let the Messiah reward us. When it's all said and done, let the Messiah tell us, well done, good, faithful servant. Amen. Hallelujah. We touch and agree, y'all. Praise the Lord. Store up your treasures in heaven, y'all. Have your mind on things above, not below, not beneath, not earthly, y'all. Praise the Lord. Got to store up treasures in heaven, people. Come on, y'all. Praise the Lord. Praise him. He is the seeking shepherd, the self-existent one, separate from sinners, servant, servant of ruler, servant of the Father, servant of the Lord, shade upon thy right hand, shadow of a great rock, shadow of his hand, shadow of my hand, shadow of the Almighty, shadow of thy wings, shalom of God, Shekinah, glory. Praise up for those to be a part of the new earth, the new heaven, the new Jerusalem. Praise the Lord, y'all. He is the shelter of his flock, shepherd of Israel, shepherd of souls, shepherd of the flock, shepherd of the little flock, shepherd of the other sheep, shepherd of tender compassion, shepherd lamb, shepherd of the valley, shield for me, shield of thy help, Shiloh, shorn lamb, sign spoken again, silent and meek lamb, sin bearer, sinless high priest, sinless one, sir, slayer of the enemy, smiter of the nation, smitten judge of Israel. Smitten rock of Horeb, smitten shepherd, smitten of God, son of man, sower of the word of God, spirit of Christ, song of drunkards, son from heaven, son of David, son of freedom, son of God, son of Joseph, son of man in heaven, son of man, the savior, son of Mary, son of peace, son of the father, son of the free woman. Mm-hmm. Praise the Lord, son of the highest, son of the living God, son of the truth, son of truth, son over his house, spiritual drink, spiritual meat, spiritual rock. Spoiler of the principality, spokesman of the father, sprinkler of nations and kings, star out of Jacob, stay, stiller of the raging sea, stone cut without hands, stone of Israel, stone of stumbling, stone the builders rejected, stranger and alien, strength and song, strength in time of trouble, strength of Israel, strength of my heart, strength of my life, strength of the children, strength of the Lord, strength to the needy, strength to the poor, stretched out arm, outstretched arm, strong habitation, strong hand, strong Lord, strong Redeemer. Strong power, strong rock, strong hold, strong tower, stumbling stone, son of righteousness, sure foundation, sure mercies of David, sure steadfast anchor, surety of a better testament, surety of David, sustainer, sufficient one, sword of thy excellency, tabernacle, tabernacle of God, teacher from God, teacher of David, teacher of my path, tempest of hail and destroying storm, temple, temple of the city, tender plant, excellent, amazing, wonderful, amazing, fabulous God. Excellence of the kings, testament of prophecy, testator, testimony of the scriptures, that bread, that eternal life, that one from the beginning, that prophet, that rock, the creator, the everlasting arm, the excellent delight, the glorious honor of thy majesty, the glory of their strength, the grace of God, the highest, the just, the justification of life, the justification of many, the king, the Lord, my hiding place, the Lord, my helper and deliverer, the love of God, the man, the manifest life, the mercy of the Most High, the mighty of Jacob, the rock of our salvation, the savior, the victory, the savior of upright hearts, the secret of the Lord, the son of the Lord God, the song of Moses, the sower, the straight gate, thine holy one, thresher of wheat and chaff, throne of God's holiness, thou Christ, tower of David, tower and fortress, tower of salvation, trampler of the young lion and dragon, treader of the angry waves, treader of the high places, treader of the lion and adder, treader of the winepress, thy glorious name, thy kindness and marvelous comfort, thy staff and comfort, thy praise, treasure of wisdom, tried stone, triumph Christ, triumph overcomer, triumph lamb, true and faithful witness, true and righteous judge, true bread from heaven, true God and eternal life, true light, true vine, truth, uncorrupted and glorified one, uncomprehendable light, undefiled, unknown God. God works in mysterious ways, unspeakable gift, upholder of all things, upholding right hand, valiant right hand, veil to the new and living way, very beautiful King, very Christ, very foundation of the church, very God of peace, very great, very high priest, very high servant, very lovely song, very present help, very pure word, victorious King and Lord, victorious Lord Jesus, victorious one, victory, vine, voice of great thunder, voice of many waters, voice of the Almighty, voice of the Lord God, wall of fire, water of life, way, way everlasting, way of salvation, way of the just, way of the Lord, way to the holiest, weakness of God. Well-beloved of God, well-beloved Son, white linen of the saints, white stone, wisdom, wisdom and knowledge, wisdom of the just, wise and strong lamb, witness, witness of the Father, witness of truth, witness to the people, wonderful counselor, word, word made flesh, word of God, word of his power, word of life, word of righteousness, word of the Lord, worshipful Lord, worthy Lamb of heaven, worthy Lord Jesus, worthy Redeemer, worthy servant, wounded one in house of friends, wounded one for transgressors, yoke of peace and rest, young child, zeal of the Lord of hosts, zealous one, hallelujah, praise him. We serve an awesome creator, and his son is amazing for dying for our sins, y'all. Praise the Most High, most definitely. So there you have it, all right? That's the word for today. Now, what I would love to do as I close out is give y'all the priestly blessing on the way out. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Shalom. I'm Jarvis Kingston. Love you all. Praying for you all. Peace.
car from Carvana's here. Well, will you look at that? It's exactly what I ordered, like, precisely. It would be crazy if there were any catches, but there aren't, right?
Right, because that's how car buying should be. With Carvana, you get the car you want. Choose delivery or pickup and a week to love it or return it.
Buy your car today with
Carvana.
Delivery or pickup fees may apply. Limitations and exclusions may apply. See our 7-day return policy at Carvana.com.